This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Michael Walsh, the co-founder and CEO of Cariloop. Cariloop is a Dallas-based company providing the world's first fully integrated human-powered caregiver support platform to help relieve the stress and anxiety of working caregivers. Mr. Walsh, a pleasure to have you today with us on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here, man.
Certainly great to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So tell us a little bit about Cariloop and what you're doing with Facebook.
Yeah, so you actually just, you gave it a great introduction. I couldn't have written it or said it better myself. So we've got a saying at Cariloop, and that is that we believe no one should ever have to go through or experience caregiving alone. And so, I mean, you did a great job introducing it. We've got a caregiver support platform that we offer to individuals, employers, health plans, life insurance companies that helps families as they're trying to kind of piece together the plan of taking care of a parent, a grandparent, a spouse, a sibling, a neighbor, a friend, a child. I mean, you name it. It's hard if you've ever had to go through this. It's not easy. One of the more difficult things that you ever have to do. So the platform we've built, it's got this really easy-to-use HIPAA-compliant application that allows your family, everybody, to come into one place where they can kind of communicate and coordinate all the different things they're doing. They can store and access all the important medical and financial and legal documents that they're all passing back and forth. And then we give to the family through this platform their very own, we call them a healthcare coach. So these are nurses, social workers, therapists, a healthcare professional of some sort that's going to go on this journey with you and really kind of help you piece the puzzle together. So that's Cariloop. We love the work we do. Most of the people on the team have been down this path before. So a lot of passion for getting this right for families as they struggle through it, which we will all do at some point. And then, you know, the work at Facebook where we've been doing, you know, Facebook is one of these employers that has really some of the best benefits that we've seen as it relates to supporting caregivers. So we actually teamed up with Renee Albert, who's the director of global benefits for Facebook, and we co-wrote a white paper on why corporate America should be paying attention to this, like why this is an issue that they really should care about. A lot of corporations don't realize some of the challenges that their people go through and the baggage they bring to the office every day when they're walking this path. So if, you know, companies like Facebook and, you know, a couple of others that we can chat about later, you know, the Bank of America's, the Microsoft, the Deloitte's of the world, if all these guys can really start to set an example for what this should look like, we want to make sure that everybody knows about it and how to do it. So it's been an absolute pleasure working with Renee and her team. They do some really great work and all the things they do for their employees. And it was just a pleasure to be part of it. So yeah, that's a little bit about Cariloop.
And thanks for those fine details. Now, if you would describe some of the challenges facing working caregivers and how these responsibilities impact work performance.
Yeah, it's an important point. And again, one of these that many employers don't realize people struggle with because maybe they haven't been through it yet. They don't realize what it actually does to you. But one out of every four or five people now statistically is walking this path. There's about 25 to 30 million working caregivers in the labor force. And a day in the life of one of these people, it's like sitting on the edge of your desk all day, sort of waiting for that phone call that you're going to find out something terrible has happened. That's the world you're living in constantly. So very hard to maintain your productivity levels at the office when you're waiting for a call or text message that something's happened with your loved one and you need to run out of here. So certainly affecting your productivity rates. I mean, presenteeism and absenteeism, like being able to actually physically show up to work, or if you're physically at work, just mentally being in the game when you're at work, certainly a big piece of this. The stress levels that you incur over the average four-year caregiver journey now, not sustainable. This is one of these things that having that level of stress for that long, it drives a lot of risk for health conditions like hypertension, cancer, depression. It's just, yeah, you can't do it. So trying to navigate the caregiver spectrum without any support or help, not something we recommend. And then lastly, From a financial wellness standpoint, we see a lot of caregivers that actually end up draining their retirement 401k account because whether it's parents, grandparents, in-laws, spouses, whoever it is, you know, healthcare is expensive. And if you haven't saved for it or properly prepared for it and some sort of catastrophic event takes place, you see families, you know, wiping out their accounts to try and pay for some of this stuff. So, again, just adding to the stress and adding to the issues at play. So, again, if we can work with corporate America to make sure that we get in front of these issues and reduce some of the stigma around what this is like, I think that all of us are going to be better off for it. So certainly something that we want to make sure that we're paying attention to.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Now, let's take a look at caregiver benefits and support. Why is it in the employer's best interest to offer caregiver benefits and support?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one of these that the way we look at it is that the employers who are traditionally on the best places to work list are those that we believe are they truly take the time to understand where their people are at in life and meet them where they are with the tools and resources to manage it. As a millennial, one of the things that obviously is most important and top of mind for so many companies is dealing with student debt. So you're seeing a lot of companies come out and really address that. But on the other end of the spectrum for baby boomers, caregiving is one of these issues now that so many folks in the sandwich generation or the baby boomer generation are worried about. So the reason it's in an employer's best interest is because if the average age of a caregiver is someone somewhere between the ages of maybe 45 and 50, these tend to be some of your top performers, your VPs, your directors, your executives, like the folks that are actually doing some of the most important work you need to really drive your company's performance and results. So if they're spending all their time stressed out, sitting on the edge of their desk waiting for that text message to arrive, again, that's not going to be good for the company's top or bottom line. So this is something that's in the employer's best interest. And again, this is the subject of what the paper was about with Facebook, is why they should be paying attention to it. If they're not, how to start to think about it.
Today we're visiting with Mr. Michael Walsh, the co-founder and CEO of CareLoop, a Dallas-based company providing the world's first fully integrated human-powered caregiver support platform to help relieve the stress and anxiety of working caregivers. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Stress Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Mr. Walsh, if you would, are these programs only for larger companies or can other size organizations support working caregivers as well?
I would argue, Eric, that any company of any size can do this. You know, we've got customers we work with that have as little as 10 employees that place a high value on this. So this is certainly not something that is only exclusive to large corporations or large companies. Any company can start to take some of the steps to, again, meet their people where they're at and put some of the basics in place to create that flexible environment for these caregivers to do what they need to do for their families, but also maintain those productivity levels at work. So, yeah, we would argue no, this is something that any company can start to think about and take an interest in, and we hope that they all do.
Excellent. In those regards, now, are there any other larger companies other than Facebook that are moving in this direction to help employees who have to care for loved ones?
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out to some companies that we've developed some friendships with and that we're really excited about the work that they're doing. So Bank of America, Boeing, Best Buy, Microsoft are a couple of really great examples of companies taking an interest in this. And like Facebook, they're starting to put some great foundations in place for how they support caregivers with, you know, the various issues that they deal with. And again, it doesn't have to be complicated. Like I just mentioned with, you know, the smaller employers, I realize on a larger scale, it's a different undertaking. But even just beginning to offer something as simple as the opportunity for unpaid leave or a flex schedule type of environment where people can work from home a couple of days if they need to. Just meeting those caregivers where they are so that they can both be a contributing member to the company and take care of a loved one is so huge. So, yeah, big shout out to those companies that are thinking about it. And there's a whole list of these. I mean, I mentioned four or five with Facebook, but Home Depot has jumped in on this, Deloitte, Lowe's, a bunch of these guys, Salesforce, Nike. This is starting to become a real conversation in the well-being space, and we couldn't be more excited to be playing even just a small role in it. So look for this to become more and more part of kind of the health and wellness conversation in the years to come.
Mr. Walsh, certainly has been great to have had you, and we really appreciate what you do through Carry Loop and introducing Carry Loop to the audience. Where can listeners get further details and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, they can come to carryloop.com. A lot of great information about our programs for employers. We also have an individual program as well, so don't think that you have to be part of a company to access a platform like Carry Loop. But lots of information resources on carryloop.com, and of course, follow us on social media, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. A lot of great content tips, resources for caregivers or those that are maybe thinking that this is coming. Maybe you're not there yet, but you see it, you know, in the next couple of years, and you want to start to prepare for it. Lots of great stuff out there for you. So, yeah, come check us out.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Walsh, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thanks a bunch, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Walsh, the co-founder and CEO of Carry Loop, a Dallas-based company providing the world's first fully integrated human-powered caregiver support platform to help relieve the stress and anxiety of working caregivers. And for further details and to learn more, visit carryloop.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.